This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of John D. Gonzalez. Date of birth is March 27, 1981. Case ID number is 463-5921. Date of exam, February 14, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/31/2022. Identifying information. This is a 41-year-old separated male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease-1/anxiety/depression and foot/elbow/right hand/pain. The claimant is presently employed at Domino's Pizza, where he has been working there for 18 years. During that time that he has worked there, he has worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He presently lives in an apartment by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, bipolar disease type 1/anxiety/depression. Allegation number two, foot/elbow/right hand pain secondary to osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disease/anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having symptoms of decreased appetite, insomnia, symptoms of bipolar disease, and sometimes seeing shadows. He denies hearing voices. The claimant has had suicidal ideation and attempts, and attempted one time to blow his brains out with a gun to his head, which he eventually decided not to do. He does suffer from anxiety and decreased motivation. He has problems with decreased energy, anger, outbursts, and nervousness. He states he does not have problems with concentration. Originally, his allegations included schizophrenia, but the claimant denies having schizophrenia at this time. He is presently on hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams BID, risperidone, 3 milligrams BID, lorazepam, 1 milligrams BID, and divalproex, sodium, 500 milligrams BID. His condition appears to be stable at this time. However, his condition is also guarded. Allegation number two, foot/elbow/hand pain secondary to bone spurs and osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2017, he had right elbow pain, which was secondary to a tendonitis, which had resolved. He also has bilateral hand pain and foot pain. He states are coming from bone spurs and from osteoarthritis. X-rays were performed, which confirmed the diagnosis. He denies any fractures. He did have surgery for the bone spurs on the right side and has been injected 5 times into the right upper extremity with steroid injections for his tendonitis. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 5 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 100 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Arnolfo Isaguerra. He is presently on no medications for pain, And the only physical activity he does is working at Domino's, and he plays with his son in the park. Family history. His father is 60 and in good health. His mother is 63 and also in good health. Medications, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams BID, risperidone, 3 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QHS, lorazepam, 1 milligram BID, and Divalproex sodium, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems, anxiety slash depression slash bipolar disease, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hand pain, comma, spurs on the feet, comma, and right elbow tendonitis, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, obesity, comma, major surgeries, right foot spur removal in 2022 with poor results, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, he denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 289 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 134 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 86 beats per minute, respiration, 14 respirations per minute, BMI 35, general. This is a 41-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat flat for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was good. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Could you please drop down to after a neurological exam? X-rays of the right ankle. No acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to bipolar disease, depression, and anxiety, which is being treated at this time. probable diagnosis is bipolar disease type 1/anxiety/depression. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. The claimant is working. Number 2, foot/elbow/right hand pain, secondary to tendonitis and osteoarthritis. Normal physical exam at this time. The claimant appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John D. Gonzalez.